But there is always a genuine tension. You know, a country as poor as Ecuador, I mean, its child mortality rate is something like 3 or 4 times higher than what it would be in a country like Canada or the UK. So in a country like this, there's always a tension because on the one hand, they have oil, they have minerals, and they don't have industry. They're not developed. They're an undeveloped country. So the way to generate revenue to try to develop and diversify their economy is through exploiting their natural resources. But of course, that comes into conflict with a lot of times indigenous peoples who live in the areas where most of the oil is, for example, where most of the mining would take place. And it also conflicts with the global agenda that, you know, we should be as a globally trying to keep oil and those kind of resources in the ground much more than we do. There's calls for dramatic shifts. So there is obviously a tension. So if you do any kind of mining or oil extraction at all, then obviously there are going to be people who say, well, you shouldn't be doing it at all. Korea's response to that, response will say, okay, well, if you don't want us to, for example, to exploit the oil, part of which is in the national park, he said, okay, well, then the rich countries of the world should get like, you know, $4 or $5 billion together and reimburse us for bypassing that way to develop. And of course, that went, the response in the rich countries was basically, it went nowhere. I mean, they had no interest in funding that kind of initiative. Even if, you know, $4 or $5 billion, whatever it was around in that ballpark. It's negligible for the rich countries of the world. But, the United States military budget's like, you know, $600-700 billion just for example. That's just the United States military budget, for example. So it's nothing, but it sets a dangerous precedent, because really, if we're going to seriously address climate change and at the same time not just tell the poorest countries of the world, well, too bad, you're just going to have to live with poverty, then there has to be a massive transfer of wealth from the global north to the south, and to say, okay, we will compensate you for not cutting down forests or engaging in mining and those kind of things, so you don't have to use that path to develop. And obviously that would also come with changes in lifestyle in the south too, because we also use those products that are the result of mining and oil extraction. So that was Korea's proposal. It went nowhere, and you could see why it went nowhere. It sets a dangerous precedent, you know, like anything like that, like reparations, anything like that for colonialism or things like that. You know, it sets a very dangerous precedent. The rich world countries don't want to deal with it. So, but Korea was attacked, saying that he undermined the initiative. But that doesn't make any sense. Korea cannot stop the world's richest countries from getting, you know, $4 or $5 billion together. Okay, so that's nonsense.